This is analyst meet. In this presentation, we are joined by our Executive Vice Chairman, Mr. Arjun Dhawan, and the senior management of HCC team. Sorry, there is some trouble on my screen here. Just a minute. We'll start with the order backlog position. As on Q3 FY23, the company has an order backlog of 12,675 crores. And of course, led by the transportation sector, as seen in the previous presentations, followed by hydro and then water and other sectors. Geographically, Uttarakhand continues to be the state where we have the maximum business, followed by Maharashtra and Gujarat. Key highlights of Q3 FY23 is consolidated group revenue at 2035 crores in this quarter versus 2580 in Q3 FY22. Consolidated loss of 258.4 crores in Q3 FY23 versus a profit of 70.9 crores in Q3 FY22. Standalone ENC turnover remains flat for this quarter versus the Q3 FY22 at 1155 crores. EBITDA margin at 15% for Q3 FY23 versus 25% in Q3 FY22. Standalone profit of 25.2 crore in Q3 FY23 versus profit of 27.8 in Q3 FY22. We have a strong operational performance and earning during this quarter due to a lot of improvements we are bringing to our operations and through a leaner and efficient organization. The stake sale in our SPV BFHL is in advanced stage. And if we have seen the budget of this year, we can see there is a increase in the capital outlay for the infrastructure, mainly towards railways and road infrastructure. At the same time, the government is trying to introduce this Vivad Se Vishwas 2 scheme, which will help us some, which will help the industry, in fact, in a standardized settlement of the arbitration awards, which are challenged in court. In terms of new businesses, we have bids worth almost, you can say, 9,500 crores, which are under evaluation. We are the lowest bidder for the Mumbai-Ahmedabad high-speed rail package C1, which is the station at BKC, and our share is at 1,288 crores in the joint venture. We will continue with our business development strategy to focus on high-value jobs in hydro and urban infra space, where the company has a lot of capabilities. We will also continue to consolidate our order booking in existing geographies like Maharashtra, Gujarat, and some other states. Plus, we will continue with our strategic collaborations to mitigate risks on high-value jobs and also improve the winnability. Some of the operational updates on the operational sides. What you're seeing on the screen is the first cable straight bridge of railways, Anjikhad Bridge. Here we have completed a lot of segments on the main span and only 9 segments are remaining. The job is progressing well. On the Delhi Metro DC06 project, the tunneling is fully complete. We are on our way to complete the job somewhere by November, December this year. And the station works are progressing well. Another transport job, that is Imphal Road, which is in Manipur state, is doing progressing well, and the road topping works are in progress in valley as well as in the plain sections. Some of the slope protection works, what you see here, because it's a hilly terrain, also has some portions in hilly terrains and in plain areas. So these are the slope protection in the areas of hills. We are using different methods and different technologies for this, like Gabion and GeoCells. On the Tehri PSP, the unit number 5 is lowered into the machine hall, and the tail race tunnel reinforcement works are in progress. Plus, the surge shaft works are also in progress on this job. Almost 82-83% job is complete here. This is the TRT outlet, what you're seeing on the screen. Work is in progress in a good way here also. On the Vishnugarh Pipalkoti project, the TBM machine is freed now, and we have already reached the TBM edit. You can also see that the machine hall benching is in progress. This is the TBM which is freed from where it was jammed, and now this will be dragged to the TBM adit, what you saw on the previous slide. Nikachu again, over 95% of the job is complete. Now HRT excavation has been completed. So are the dam works. In our railway tunnel T49, which is a job we are doing for IRCON, most of the works are completed, including the lining of the main tunnel, the station yard, and also the access tunnels are complete. On Sawalkot access tunnel, again, which is a project to the larger Sawalkot hydroelectric project, that this project will give an access to the larger Sawalkot HEP. The tunnel overt lining is completed. Gantry erection is in progress for the curved portion. This is the Unit 7 and 8 of Rajasthan Atomic Power Plant, and what you are seeing is that the aerated tile works are in progress on the containment building. Here also the job is 98% complete, and we are looking forward for smooth completion of the project. At Mumbai Metro, most of the works are progressing in line with our planned progress with the four stations what you see here. CST is almost 88% done. Girgaon is nearly 40%. Grant Road is complete to 60%, and Kalba Devi is again complete 70% levels. The tunneling is already complete there. Mumbai Coastal Road, again, majority of the seawall is completed. We have started the erection work for the bridges, as you can see on these slides. One of the major areas where this bridge was needing government attention was a resolution of the larger span, which the local fishermen were demanding. And this has been approved by the government. Now 120-meter span is approved, and we are working with the detailed engineering of that part. Also, the marine piling of different arms is in progress here. I won't read through the numbers. These numbers we can discuss once we move ahead, but these are the consolidated numbers of Q3 FY23, YOY, as well as QOQ basis. Standalone financials. Coming to HCC concessions, what you see here is the Bhagirathi Bridge on this slide, which is under construction. In quarter three, the average daily PCUs grew by 9%, while the revenue was at 32.2 crores. Construction is expected to be completed in Q2 FY24. And once it is completed, the toll rates will be increased by 45%. In this business, we are evaluating new opportunities in highway sector. And we do believe that government will put a lot of focus going forward on PPP project model also, which we'll be evaluating case-to-case basis. Steiner AG, our Swiss subsidiary, the closing order backlog for the Steiner as on 31st December 2022 is Swiss francs 935 million. And order intake during this quarter is 80 million Swiss francs, equivalent rupees are mentioned here. As far as the results are concerned, the turnover of Q3 FY23 is 94.3 million versus 186 million in Q3 FY22. And we are reporting a loss of 40 million Swiss francs this quarter in Steiner AG versus Q3 FY22, versus a profit of 6.4 million Swiss francs in Q3 FY22. Thank you. And now we will take questions one by one.
Kinil Mehta, since you have raised a hand, you do want to start?
So what was the reason for falling revenue on a quarter-on-quarter basis in a peak season for our standalone business? And also, what was the why was the order inflow very lower compared when we had gotten order for Chennai Metro with a joint venture from KAC and us?
Kenil, I'll take your first question towards the order inflow. The Chennai Metro order which you are referring to, in fact, the client had discharged that tender, wherein we were the lowest bidder with our JV partner. And that is again into rebidding. So therefore, that order has not fructified. Also, in line with our stated business strategy, we are looking at right opportunities, you know, which are meeting our requirements of I can say geographical location as well as the type of contract we get into. And we are focusing on such opportunities which have started coming in now, and we will be focusing our bidding on those. So we are hopeful that we will be able to materialize our current order where we are L1, and also some new jobs which we are submitting the bids. We are hopeful of some positive results there.
What about the first question about revenue?
Yeah, my colleague Girish will answer that question. Girish, can you please take it up?
As far as turnover is concerned, compared to last quarter, turnover percent has increased actually, marginally, not decreased. However, the distortion what you are seeing, rather the higher turnover in last quarter vis-a-vis current quarter, is on account of we had a resolution plan concluded last quarter. So there were adjustments in turnover as well as profit. If you see, there is a extraordinary profit which has come in last quarter also, which is still on account of transfer of awards and claims and the liability to the other entity. So because turnover was looking little higher by almost 100 crores last quarter. Whereas actually the real turnover is current quarter is higher, marginal.
So when we are completing majority of projects like Rajasthan and Prakan, so why was the revenue book lower? Even if we adjust 100 crores, the revenue should be around 1300-1400 crore range on a standard basis. Was it due to the non-booking of revenue for the Joshimath project?
No. Nothing to do with Joshimath. The turnover booking, what you are referring to, is not because of the Joshimath. There is a little less turnover which we could account because there was some funding issues which has happened in the last quarter, which could not take up the turnover to the higher level.
What would the approximate amount
of what?
Turnover which has not been booked
on account of
what was the amount 200-300 crores of turnover which you have not booked this quarter?
Not booked, we have not done the turnover for this quarter. Yeah, I mean, I will not say not booked, but we have not done the turnover of 200. I mean, we have done a turnover compared to our estimation or expectation. The turnover book turnover actually which has happened is 200 crores lesser.
So what was the reason for Swiss subsidiary making losses this quarter?
The Swiss subsidiary making losses is on account of two things. They have concluded two of the settlements or foreclosure of two of the contracts in order to realize monies faster to support their working capital requirements. Now, this working capital need has arisen because of the slowing down generally in Europe, coupled with the Ukraine war and inflation, etc. So there were certain slowing down in the economy, which resulted in the lower turnover, as well as the two settlements which were done to get a better cash flow for business, has resulted into a loss for the quarter.
Girish, I want to be a little more precise. The loss was substantially related not to an existing, so I just want to clarify, not an existing ongoing contract that was foreclosed. This was effectively a previously completed project or two completed projects. And, look, we don't have substantial claims, etc. In that business, but these were old contracts which were completed. There was a considerable amount of value that was on our books as a result of that. We took a very clear, this was stuff that was done basically 2-3 years ago, during COVID. We took a call to during a time to increase liquidity to actually close or settle these old disputes. And as a result of that, the majority of this loss is with regard to a non-cash impact due to what we had on our books is what we thought was going to be receivable. I think that was probably higher than what we realistically would probably have got. So we just closed those two out. In addition to that, we've had some impact that was a little more minor as far as loss. There was a function of effectively some of the high inflation, supply disruptions, and impacts basically in Europe. But a bulk of a majority basically, very, very high majority of effectively that was due to these two settlements.
Okay. And what about the Cube Highways sale? Has it not got over yet?
Yeah, we're just effectively waiting for the only thing that's pending is NHAI approval, which we're expecting in the coming days. So we should expect to conclude that very shortly.
And wanted to know, will the standalone number go up on the turnover wise, or it will be stable around 1200 crores quarter going forward in the peak season?
So we definitely want to increase it, but I can't make a forward looking statement today. Yeah.
No, based on your order inflow, as we are building and we are getting, the number is not getting reflected.
No, see, numbers, whenever you get new order, the turnover gets reflected only after, say, 6 months or a year. So, if any new orders, turnover doesn't get reflected immediately because there are certain norms for accounting that unless you reach to at least 10% level of overall contract value, you can't book a turnover. That is the accounting standard. So the turnover has to come from existing order book. And we are looking to naturally jack up the turnover, but I can't make a statement about the number.
Okay. And what will be the debt has increased by approximately 150 crores. Is it due to the situation prevalent issue?
See, when we are in a restructuring, naturally the accrued interest also got captured into a debt for which NCDs were issued. So that is the only change. Otherwise, overall debt has not increased.
And whatever the cash flow we get from the cube highways will be used for debt or for further working capital needs of the business?
Both.
Both. Okay. Understood. Yeah, no questions from me.
Thank you.
Prashant, you please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, Prashant, go ahead.
Yeah, so good evening, sir. My question is out of this 13,000 crore of orders, right? How many orders are, what is the quantum of the orders that are old orders, which we can consider as a legacy order kind of thing?
Prashant, majority of these orders are old orders. In fact, barring some, you can say, 300 crore, majority of the orders are more than 2 years old.
All right. So what about the price escalation? Is there a price? These orders are fixed price or is there a price escalation clause is there?
No, majority of our contracts come with price escalation clauses which has some set formulas defined into the contract. And those escalations are getting generated as a mechanism of that.
All right. So, is there any order that we are losing in the negative operating profit margin out of these orders?
I will say, order backlog has a mix of profit making as well as some loss making jobs. But majority, I can say those orders are very old orders where we have some issues. Most of the orders which are currently into place are on the positive side.
Right, sir, you said that most of the orders are more than 2 years old, right? So last 2 years, we didn't participate in any tender because of these financial difficulties?
I can say it was a combination of, what kind of orders we were looking for, and also the focus of the company was more on stabilizing our current order book, making our operations more efficient. So we were focusing more on that side. And still, if you see, as compared to the turnover, what we are making and the order backlog, which is there, we have a healthy ratio. So we do believe that now, yes, we should focus on creating some quality order book, which we will be doing now.
Right. So with these old orders, we have done something like 14% kind of EBITDA margin, right? Operating margins, right? We can consider for this kind of margin for these orders, and the new orders will be with the more operating margins, right?
I mean, again, we can't make a forward-looking statement, but I will say that the past is a good measure of what we intend to do in future.
What I'm trying to say, so for these orders, we can consider we can have 13-14% kind of margins, whatever orders we have We can consider it like that.
Yes, you can see that. See, if you draw the historical numbers also, you'll find that on a long-term basis, the EPC businesses are generating, you know, that kind of low teens number. And we expect to run our business in at least up to that level or further improve it.
Right, but actually, you know what, when I have seen STAC website and all your projects, right, on your website, they are not like a regular EPC product kind of projects, right? So what I was expecting, that we can do like more in the higher teams of the kind of margins, like we do dams and all this stuff. These are not the regular EPC contracts. Like even regular EPC guys are, even building guys are making 12 to 14% of margins, and we are doing the same thing, right? So that is what where my concern is. Like, oh, that is where I'm just a bit confused.
Yeah, Prashant, you are right. So Prashant, as you have heard us saying, that's where our focus is, that we will continue to focus in line with our capabilities. And of course, we are going to aim, you know, to participate on more complex projects, which allows us to make better margins. That's what our strategy is also.
Right. And this promoter's holding has come down to almost 18%, right? So is there any plan to increase this shareholding?
I'll take this question, Prashant. I mean, promoter shareholding has come down essentially by virtue of a fact that there had been some leverage which has now been discharged, which has certainly given bandwidth for increasing shareholding. And I'm sure at an appropriate time that would also be considered.
Right. You say there is some kind of adjustment done at Steiner AG. So what was the quantum of this adjustment, like a break off something kind of thing, you say that, right? So what was the quantum?
So I don't think we get into that level of detail, but what we can do is probably, maybe give a little more detail to your family. We generally don't get into that. I think that what I can say, is that the large portion of this loss was effectively due to these two old settlements. And I'm not saying 50-51%. I mean, I would say, Girish, I think we can probably, it would be fair to say that this was well north of, you know, 75% or 80% of this was due to that. I would probably say it's maybe even more than that. And I think it's usually we don't get in that level of detail. I'm making an exception to communicate that because I want all of you as stakeholders to understand that this effectively is, fairly extraordinary in its nature. The balance was due to some of the very, very, as I've discussed, inflation. There was war and actually very unusual environment in Europe. Switzerland happens to actually be one of the havens of stability. But what's actually happened due to the very fluctuating rising rate environment is that people, when it comes to investment decisions, have taken a little bit of a pause button, especially when it comes to real estate development. Steiner's business model is continuing to evolve into a much less risky construction model, and we're actually into a much more real estate development model, asset light, where we actually have investors commit to the projects that we're developing. And what you will see gradually over a period of time is a turnover in Steiner actually reduced, because we have, as part of our business strategy, we have exited the construction business in the eastern part of Switzerland completely. So part of what you're actually seeing is a function of, you know, past settlements as well as an exit from the construction business in the eastern part of Switzerland. And as far as our capital raising efforts are concerned, the return of capital efforts, you know, as far as to HCC is concerned, we're considering some strategic alternatives with regard to certain parts of the Steiner business that will be able to allow us to raise capital and also consider a return of capital to HCC as well.
So Steiner, most of this settlement has been completed, or is there anything more to go?
Again, that's not something that I would actually like to comment on. It's actually also forward-looking. But, you know, as I said, that these were the, there might actually be something that we would be considering in the next, let's say, 6 months as a part of ordinary course of business. but that's not going to be, I think, anywhere near as material as far as the settlements we've done. These were the two, you know, major material settlements that we've considered. I think that we'll probably comment on that a little more as we go forward. So I guess suffice to say that this quarter was highly extraordinary, and our expectation is that we won't actually probably see you know, something like this as far as any, you know, major settlements going forward that will skew our numbers as such.
All right, but this was a huge amount, right? It's not a, like a, considering HCC current condition of HCC, this is a huge amount. It's not like small amount, and we have considered it as a it's a concern for investor for sure. This is not a small amount, 250 crores kind of thing. It's not a small amount, right? For HCC with the current financial conditions. That's why I was asking. So for more details, right? So thank you very much for a detailed answer. Thank you.
Thank you, Prashant. Mohit, can you start?
Yes, hi. Good evening. Am I audible?
Yes, go ahead.
My first question is that the government has come out yesterday in the budget about the voluntary settlement scheme. Do you have any color or any idea what kind of, you know, solutions are possible, and are you looking forward to it?
No, I don't think it's probably right to speculate on what the details of this policy will be. But I think what I can comment on is that the government is serious on dispute resolution. They realize that this has certainly impacted the industry from a cash flow standpoint. And, you know, I think the positive that we can look forward to is perhaps a substantial pendency in court will also basically reduce the burden there, you know, if this is offered, you know, to the industry. I do believe the fine print implies a certain, they have to obviously come up with thresholds, which they probably will. And I won't even call it an amnesty. I think it's just a question of actually two sides coming together to say, okay, well, you know, we can actually close this matter out. We'll have to see what the details are. As far as we're concerned, it's only once the details come out that we will actually have a sense of what that means. But certainly what that does offer for us is another avenue. You know, it may not be, so we've done conciliations in the past, right, Mohit? We've done them with NHAI. We've raised a considerable amount of capital for the company as a result of that. And at the same time, it was a little painful for us because, you know, we chose to do it at a fairly challenging time in terms of liquidity, but we at least believe that we left a considerable amount of liquidity on the table. We communicated at the time that that's something that we will only look at selectively going forward. I think that the intentions of the Government of India and the Ministry of Finance are very, you know, they're good and well-intentioned. They have to obviously have it apply across industry, you know, across varying kinds of projects. So, you know, while I think that we're in anticipation of something positive that will come, that will just give the industry another avenue, you know, we'll have to wait and see what the fine print is.
Understood. Secondly, sir, as we enter into FY24, and given that a lot of personnel, or let's say a lot of talent would have left us, are you looking to fill the gaps to ramp up our capabilities in the EPC segment? Or let's say if you want to enter a new segment like road, are we in the hiring mode aggressively?
I keep the answer very simple. We absolutely today don't have like a talent issue. You know, there was a short period of time. Well, actually, that probably is longer when you consider an EPC company, where we had to not actually hire as aggressively in let's say our business acquisition department or our engineering department, because we had a period of time during our resolution plan where we had a sort of moratorium on our limits in terms of new bidding. But that's something that we have since actually, in anticipation of the closure of our plan, completely corrected. And I can say very confidently that we while we'll continue to look at talent-based selectively, and there's a huge interest, by the way, in terms of, you know, people wanting to join HCC, we're actually being very selective about our hiring at this point in time, but at this point in time, we're fairly basically satisfied with the talent that we have for what we need to achieve.
Good to hear, sir. Lastly, sir, on the tender opportunity, if you can broadly touch upon, you know, how the tender pipeline is looking like, and how do you want to build the order going forward, and the bids you have submitted are roughly around 95 billion. What are the kind of nature of work, you know, broadly, if you can touch upon that.
Yeah, we're back over to Santosh. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, hello, Mohit. In terms of how the market is looking, I can say Maharashtra is clearly one state where we are seeing a lot of infra opportunities. The state is announcing a lot of projects, and we are keeping a very close watch on them. Most of these projects are in the urban infra space, that too mainly with urban transportation, where the company has a good capability, so we will focus on that. In addition to that, if you look at the budget outlay also, there is a huge focus on railways. That will bring a lot of tunnels and bridges for railways. Railways traditionally has been one of the biggest clients of HCC. So again, that is somewhere we will focus more. And largely, we are expecting these projects to be in north and northeast, so where we have a good presence. So we will focus on those kind of projects. Followed by that, the hydro space is again looking better with the focus on green getting more and more day by day. A lot of bids are expected to be in hydro sector. That we will look into. Nuclear power sector, where we are expecting a couple of good opportunities to be floated to tender soon, and we'll be participating on that. So we will be focusing mainly within India, and in areas of business where we have sufficient capabilities to execute those jobs.
How is the metro looking like? Is the metro opportunity is slightly lower going forward, especially for the next 12 to 18 months?
So metros, you know, is a function of, I can say a lot of tier 2 cities are coming up with metro, like Patna is coming up with metro, Srinagar is coming up with metro. Wherever there are existing metro lines, for example, Delhi will go ahead with phase 5. Chennai is going ahead with expansion. So would Bangalore do that. I don't see drop in the orders, but drop in the business in totality. But again, as HCC, our focus is largely on underground metro. So those opportunities are, you know, in cities like Delhi, Mumbai, Chennai, and we will continue to focus there. You will see a lot of metros coming in. I don't think they will go down.
So my interest is in our opportunity set. So are there any underground metro tender which you expect in the next 12 months?
Yeah, I think Mumbai will come out with tenders. Chennai is already in the process of bidding. Mm-hmm. Delhi will come out. Patna will come out. So would be your some of the UP clients will come out with the metros.
Understood. Thank you for answering.
Yes.
Thank you. I wish you all the best. Best of luck.
Thank you, Mohit. Thank you.
Now, can you please unmute and start, please?
So, just wanted to know, we are making a 800 crore EBITDA on our standalone business, and we are paying an interest of 600 crore and 100 crore depreciation. That makes a PAT of 100 crore. So, I wanted to know, we are getting inflows and all. We have a 12,000 crore unbilled order book. So, unless we doesn't increase our revenue going forward, we are going to make a way lesser profit. So, wanted to know, what are the things? Will our execution pick up in coming quarters, or it will be stable around this number only? Early?
I think I have answered this question at initial stages. We are definitely looking.
No, I didn't got the correct answer, sir. Based on your view, can you repeat that answer, or Arjun can say something about the inflows and execution capabilities? Because comparing to earlier quarters, we were increasing our revenue size, and suddenly we have seen a decrease in our revenue after the Joshimuth incident and compared to our peers, they have increased their sales 10% quarter on quarter, and we have seen a decrease.
I think I'm. Let me repeat once again for your benefit. There is no decrease in the turnover as far as SCC is concerned for a December quarter as compared to September quarter. First thing. What you are seeing, the higher turnover numbers in the September quarter, it is because of the conclusion of a resolution plan which required us to transfer assets of arbitration award assets. That is the liabilities what we had with the lender. While transfer of this arbitration award assets, the interest amount of this arbitration award, which was unbooked earlier, got booked as a turnover in last quarter. Because of which the turnover is looking on higher side. Whereas if you see the turnover, we had maybe around 900 crores of turnover, pure turnover. I am talking, you know, maybe in the month of from June, we had 1,000 crores roughly in September, and we have 1,000, maybe 100 in the month of December, quarter of December. So there is an increase. There is no decrease in the turnover. I hope it satisfies your answer.
And sir, what was the reason for the rebidding of the Chennai order?
Santosh can maybe answer on this.
And also wanted to know, what was the order inflow size in next two quarters? As we have bidded for 9,000 crores.
No, Pranav, what was the first question about Chennai?
The reason for rebidding.
See, those are all client prerogatives. You know, I mean, sometimes they are not fully prepared with the bid. They have come out with it. Then their own estimates may not be proper. So it's not because in those tenders, three or four companies were the lowest bidders because there were three or four packages. And client decided to, you know, recall all those packages. So the reasons are best known to them. I believe they were not fully prepared and they had some change in technology or other things. That's why they went for a rebid. That's your answer to one question. And second question, how many orders will win? I think we are targeting that this year, you know, we build a decent order intake. But really, I can't comment on how much we'll win because this is a competitive process. We have put our best effort, but becoming L1 is completely speculative. So we can't comment on that.
And how many orders for which we have bidded till now, which are in process?
I think we have currently three orders which are in evaluation, three tenders which are under evaluation.
And also wanted to know, as we are making losses, our net worth is decreasing, going negative day by day. So what will be the now going forward? Are we going to raise capital from Steiner, you are saying, or there will be right issue for SSP again?
Girish, can I take this question?
Yeah, sure. See, as far as standalone network is concerned, we have a positive network and it is growing. It is around 650 crores today. So I don't know from where you are making the statement that network is going down. If you are consolidated. Hello.
Yeah.
Are you referring to console network?
Yes.
Yeah, console network is down presently. See, it's a combination of various entities what I have in my fold. Okay. It is nothing to do with the construction business alone. One. There are legacy issues as far as the overall is concerned, which one is naturally, as you know, Lavasa was there earlier. So there are some subsidiaries which are having those losses on account of Lavasa for which the net worth is down. And there is a temporary dip because of the profit. So the loss what Steiner has made in this quarter. So because of that, net worth has gone down. So it's a temporary phase.
And on a standalone basis, will our profit increase going forward? From a loss of 25 crores a quarter, we are making a profit of 25 crores a quarter.
Yes.
Unless we doesn't increase our profit, we are not going to pay back our cash debt. So will our margin increase, which is at 20% a quarter, or will we get other incomes from our leftover awards?
different what you are referring to. The profit what we are having is on the basis of quarterly profit and on the basis of accrual of income and expenditure. The payments or liabilities of debt payment you are talking is a part of a cash flow, okay, which is a separate thing. Now, how much will be the profit next quarter or how much will be the turnover next quarter? As I said earlier also, we'll try to make the best out of it, but I can't make a forward-looking statement. But
Dinesh, I don't think that we need to discuss this matter any further. I think all our stakeholders are well aware exactly of our business plans to grow our order book and our revenues and our cash flows, including what assets we have on our balance sheet. And so I think that that should suffice for the purposes of the discussion. I think we can move on to the next question.
Mayank, can you go ahead, please?
Yeah, good evening, everyone. I have one question. Like, because you said, like, due to RP being passed, the interest cost will come down. So can you throw some light on that? Like, because I see, like, there's still the interest cost where you're getting it booked here in the results. Like, because I see, like, the finance cost, is it something interest or how is it? Because you said, like, till March, you will not require any debt servicing or, like, how it works.
Part which has already come down, which you can see in the financial expenses. If you see the financial expenses for the quarter ending June and then see quarter ending September and quarter ending December, you will see the difference. Roughly 100 crores per quarter has come down.
Okay. So, it was said, like, till March, we don't need to pay something. Like, is it something related to debt you are talking about or how is it?
No, see, we have completed the concluded resolution plan last quarter.
Right.
That resolution plan, the payment, the first repayment is due only in the March quarter. That is the point. What would you have heard earlier?
Okay. So, like, in the whatever the accounting statement, still you will be calculating that interest cost, you mean to say?
Yeah. See, accounting is based on accrual method of accounting. I need to calculate the interest cost. However, the payment depends on the terms of payment as per the resolution plan.
Okay. So, you're talking about the June, right? So, if I'm checking the June one, if you're seeing the standalone numbers, the finance cost is somewhere around 243 crore.
Correct.
Okay, then if I'm coming to today's one, it is 235, so it doesn't make any difference, right? Is it 100 crore?
It is 140 crore today. I don't know from where you're taking
the data.
Let me pull up the number.
No, standalone, 1 minute. Okay, 1 minute. I think I'm looking at consolidated one.
In 138. If you see the finance cost for current quarter, it is 138. And what was there for, you can say, December was 247.
Okay. So it is 100 crore.
Yeah.
Meaningless. Okay. And another thing is, like, on promoter shareholding. So was it due to, like, IDBI sale, which happened due to, like, something pending NCDs or something? Or?
Yeah, you are right. I have already explained. You are right. And that has happened. Deleveraging has happened.
So that was only due to the RP or how?
No. That has got nothing to do with RP. That was a separate promoter exposure that has been discharged through these share sales. It has nothing to do with RP.
Okay.
And you can call me for more details if you want. I think I have already explained this.
So, because last quarter also I have raised the concern, you said, like, we'll take it offline, but I couldn't get clarity. But now we see, like, majority of the chunk has been gone down to, like, almost like less than 20% now. So is there anything to worry? Like,
no, as I said, nothing to worry about, because as a matter of this deleveraging, in fact, the good thing has happened that promoters are completely free to take decisions and calls with regard to many things, including increasing their stake in the company and all that. So it's the kind of baggage which has gone off the shoulders.
Okay. And one more thing is, like, did we still waiting for that approval? Because the lowest bidder, like Mumbai, like, train project, right? We got it, like, lowest bidder, and you said, like, somewhere around 200 odd crores is HCC's portion. So there was no declaration, only it was in news. So are we waiting still for confirmation of anything, or is it considered in the today's order book?
So it is not considered in today's order book. Though we are declared as low bidder, the order is yet to be issued by the corporation.
Okay. So is there any timeline or?
You can expect shortly. Not exactly. I can't give a number of days or whatever, but we should expect it shortly.
Okay, so we are expecting on that approval. Okay, that's because there was no announcement made, because that was only news. And anything, any such order in pipeline, any bidding which we are expecting, already bid, and we are expecting any news on that, because we said from last 6 months there is no new order which I can see now, because the last announcement was somewhere way long, I think initial start of 2022. Chennai Metro Rail, and you said now I got to know it has been gone into again rebid phase.
So Mayank, there are a couple of hydroelectric power plants where we have submitted our bid.
Okay.
We are expecting evaluation and bid opening result of that. Then also this lowest bid of this BKC station, I mean that is also under process and further evaluation. Once this is also converted into LOA, we'll be able to announce the award. Right?
Right.
So we do believe that some of this should click.
Okay. So because as per the couple of last quarters, you are saying we are focusing on more orders now. RP has been passed. You said 6 months down the line, we'll have something.
Yes.
But because I'm not seeing anything.
No, to be honest, the bidding, the bidding cycle has also got delayed because we were completely trying to match the kind of order we want to take. And I can say there also has been some delay in the market, in the type of jobs what we were looking for.
Okay.
We didn't want to participate on a plain vanilla road or something like this, of which there are plenty of bids. But then we were looking for bids wherein, we have right kind of competition and we have right kind of solutions to be offered to our clients. We are seeing those bids are now coming out, one by one.
Okay.
And you can certainly hope to see some good results in coming time.
Okay.
Maybe I'll just add one quick point here. So I, without giving any sort of forward-looking a prediction, the fact is that we're going to be focusing on jobs where the complexity of the job and our skill set and our edge means that the competition on those jobs is going to be absolutely minimal. That's because there's only a handful of people that can do that, number one. Number two, we're looking at, on average, jobs that are slightly larger. And we are, as we get started in this next 12 to 24 months, at least the ones that are of obviously a substantial size, we will do in joint venture, but the jobs that we will actually now focus on that we're doing ourselves, which is the care focus, will actually be probably fewer, they will be larger, and they will entirely be focused on a very, very low competition, high margin kind of, outcome. Which means that perhaps as a result of that, it will be a little lumpy in terms of as and when the project win actually comes. But when it does come, and we're looking at those handful of jobs that we want to get to fill our order book, they will actually be at a very, very substantial margin that is going to end up suiting exactly what our business plan, our growth, and our cash flow plans.
Okay, so it is, a long-term statement you have made, because we were expecting somewhere around, because we were discussing RP is being cleared, which is again a major hurdle which we had from last couple of quarters, and it has been now it has been cleared in September now. So we are almost in March now.
You're right, and I think that you'll have to be a little patient there. But as far as I'm concerned, I would rather basically that and Santosh is leading this effort, rather that we get, obviously you can't search for perfection, but we will actually get as good a job as necessary to actually ensure that we're using our working capital and our growth opportunities really wisely.
Okay, so you're still focused on joint venture, because I see again the win which has come.
Any jobs which are going to be probably 3,000 plus crores in size. So anything that probably, Santosh, correct me wrong, anything but probably about 2,000 plus crores in size is something that we will consider in joint venture purely from a size balance sheet risk perspective. But our sweet spot is going to be anywhere between 1,000 to 2,000 crores.
Okay. So because most of the things because they're happening in a joint venture, it was discussed we alone will be going in a bid, something kind of a nuclear and hydro segment, but I think we are not seeing any announcement because it has been a long time now. So we are.
So I mean, to what our vice chairman said, I think the point we are making is that jobs which are very complex, and let's say where HCC share alone is going above 2,000 crore to mitigate, the contractual risks in such large jobs. And I'm assuming this, let's say we are like a 50-50% partner with our JV partners. So jobs which are like 4,000 to 5,000 crore single tenders, we will evaluate partnering on them in such a way that they mitigate some of the contractual risks. But whereas projects which are, you know, where the contract conditions are fairly balanced and we find that the risks are mitigated in a proper manner, that we'll evaluate case to case. But our current strategy is going to be, you know, somewhere we focus more on jobs which we can do on our own.
Okay. That's good. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, man.
Riddhi, you may please start. Yeah, Riddhi, go ahead.
Yeah. So I had two questions. One was regarding, is there any status update on Lavasa? And the second was, is work going on your Joshimath project? And is there any liability on your side?
So on the Joshimath side, we can say that, you know, we are following the instructions of our clients. And in terms of the state government and the authorities' orders, we are following those directions. So as of moment, the works are stopped as required by the client. That's the status of the Joshimath. Lavasa, my colleague Rahul can comment on that.
So Santosh, hang on. So on the first point, I think it's important to convey that contractually, we are very, very comfortable in whatever the decision of our client and owner is, and they've already communicated publicly that there is no connection between this job and what's been happening in Joshimath. This is obviously something that's been happening over many, many, many years. It's just that this time it's actually been a little more considerable, so it's raised concerns. And, you know, I think we're just going to wait till they decide what they need to do. They're a large client. They're a world-class company. And I certainly am fairly comfortable that whatever decision they take will be in the best interests of, you know, the country, the project. And as far as we are concerned, we're not at all uncomfortable with regard to the outcome as far as that is concerned. I'll continue as, you know, the on Lavasa. You know, we're not involved in Lavasa anymore. And in fact, as an erstwhile promoter of the project, we are not even in the flow of information in terms of where things stand. What we do have is all the public information in terms of NCLT. We believe that there is, from what I hear, an NCLT order finalizing and closing the IBC process. It was expected, you know, in the last few weeks. It's not come yet. And we certainly, you know, we wish Lavasa the best, and we wish whoever it is that actually wins this, there is a company that's made a bid, I believe, that's shortlisted, and that needs to be, you know, closed and finalized. And we hope that gets closed out. Irrespective of what ends up getting decided there, there is no impact as far as HCC is concerned. No, I already covered. I covered that part, and I'll just repeat for your benefit, Riddhi. These were old projects that had been closed a while back, and while I think that we could have probably had some of those issues seen through in court, we just thought it wise at the current time, given some of the volatility that we're seeing in the macro environment, to close those. Legal issues. These were projects that were completed years ago. And, you know, arguably, yes, the amounts on the balance sheet were perhaps, you know, on the higher side. We decided that we were just going to move on with life and not actually and preserve our liquidity for growth rather than actually that. So, you know, it is a considerable write down on our balance sheet. We obviously, as a matter of ordinary course of business, always have in a large construction business, whether it's HCC and even Steiner, we've completed a number of projects all over Switzerland. There are obviously projects in which there might be some minor disputes. There are, you know, obviously receivables on the balance sheet. We will be very, very selective about what is it that we want to end up settling or not going forward. But as I said before, you know, at least over 60-70% of the impact this time was actually because of this issue in the past, right? And so as we have decided in Switzerland to actually shut down the construction business in the eastern part of Switzerland, we do have, as a result of that, some amount of volatility in our earnings. But, you know, I suspect, to answer your question very directly, that and I hope that we will not actually have like this basically going forward. There is considerable amount of value and asset value in the business. It's, you know, obviously when a company has negatives, they also have to be positives. In this particular quarter, you just saw a bunch of negative. And so going forward, I'm expecting that you will certainly be more pleased with numbers going forward.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. That was quite helpful. And all the best to you. We hope that all the efforts are paid up.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
Neera, you may please start.
You can hear me, right? Thank you.
Yeah.
Basically, two questions. One is on this arbitration claims and resolution. There were certain cases in the Supreme Court. Can you give us a status of those claims?
So I don't think that we go into the details of each matter. What we can say generally is that the courts are now back to dealing with things in a normal course, which, you know, during COVID actually caused interruptions. And we do obviously look forward to all our matters in High Court and now Supreme Court to be expedited, as early as possible.
But any thought or guidelines, like when do you see an expectation of some decision? Obviously, yeah.
We can't obviously comment for obvious reasons, and it would be very improper for me to comment on the process followed by the highest court in the land as to when it actually chooses to list a matter and hear it. I mean, you know, we obviously know the pendency that there exists in the Indian judicial system. HCC has obviously had its share of pain being in queue for many, many years in many of our matters.
Right.
And we're hopeful that the court will actually be seized on kind of addressing some of these issues and disposing them as early as possible.
Yeah.
I can say is that the vintage of our matters actually being fairly old,
yes.
We hope certainly that this year will be very meaningful in terms of, you know, some meaning, very meaningful disposals.
Just want to understand one thing. Say Supreme Court comes in your favor, right? So is there anything else that can the other party go to, or it can be that may be the ultimate decision?
No, the Supreme Court is the final decision. As a matter of law, you know, generally that somebody can do is actually file a review, and 99.9% of review petitions are thrown out effectively. Reviews are only entertained as a matter of law if there's been an error in the submission of certain facts, or if there's been some gross miscarriage of justice, none of which applies to all our matters.
Yeah, got it. And the last thing on the Steiner, do you see any more surprise on in the next quarter or so? It's broadly things are over.
I've already answered this question.
Okay, I take it.
Sorry, thank I can't you. Comment any further.
Thank you. Yeah, that's done.
Chetan, you may please start.
Yeah, I have one suggestion from my side. Can we do something in the results which can smoothen out the margin part or profit part? Because sometimes because of the arbitration award winning, we take the revenue and then the margin jumps. So can we put a separate line for that sort of thing? So people can make out what is the actual operational profit and loss, and these are the arbitration award kind of thing.
Chetan, hello, Girish Gangal.
See, the accounting is governed by the accounting standard issued by Institute of Chartered Accountants of India. We decide the principal underlying accounting as well as the heads under which one is supposed to report. So it is beyond us to have any separate disclosures or additional disclosures within the format and decide on the smoothing what you're talking about the accounting of profit or loss or you know out of all these things. So this is governed by the accounting standard Ind AS.
So we can put the note on it, no? Because this much was out.
It's a part of my overall business. Arbitration award is nothing but the cost what I incur which gets reimbursed in future. So it's being part of my normal business. There is no separate disclosure what we find it prudent to be required to be disclosed.
So this 15% margin is the normal kind of thing in standalone or it will be, it can again fluctuate?
It can. Yeah. As I said, we are governed by the accounting standard. I mean, it's not that we have any control on that, you know, how to account and why not to account and why not to account.
Chetan, when we think about our business and we think about the size of our business and the kind of projects we take on, we are looking at a low to mid-teens EBITDA margin as our sustainable margin for our construction business going forward. Now, you might see a little bit of volatility around that depending on obviously seasonality and the arbitration awards that come. Those come with a lag, obviously, and we are very conservative with our accounting standard. So that's kind of the best answer that we can give you at this point.
But why can't we put a note for because this particular amount of arbitration award we won?
May I request that you, I'm very happy to basically, we appreciate your suggestions. If that can be taken offline and we can discuss what we can review. But at this point in time, this is how our reporting is. Happy to discuss that offline.
Yeah. Any fallout of that Josimut incidents on the new projects may come out from the Himachal?
Not at all. This is. I've already answered the question. I think the team has already spoken about.
No. I'm asking something differently. Like the new projects from that area.
You're talking about pipeline projects? The answer is. Santosh is probably better positioned to answer along with Mr. Jasmeet Buller, but I don't believe that we are actually looking at any new projects in fact, it's not something that I should actually be commenting on, so I'll actually stay silent on it, but I'm not aware of any pipeline of new projects coming out in and around that area. Santosh can comment.
You are right, sir. I think we can expect some road tunnels, but not in those terrains near Dehradun and all these places, which are connecting to nearby places. That's all we can expect.
But there's no impact on our business at all.
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Dhawani ji, you may please start.
Am I audible, sir? Good evening to all.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm really sorry that because of my ill health, I just now joined. I did not listen to the all proceedings that went before. But I want to know two things from the company, that in the next 3 months, how much we estimate to execute the project, as we have done approximately some 1,100 crores revenue here in this quarter. So if you can give some light on this.
May I just interrupt for a second? I'm sorry if I'm being a little impolite here, but I think just to be fair to everybody else on the call, and because we're running over, may I request that you kindly actually just have that taken offline, and Sandeep, can you please connect with our investor relations offline to have these questions answered so they're not repetitive for everyone?
Yeah, we will do that.
Okay. So this was answered, so I will be able to read in the con call if it's
yes.
Okay.
So that will be updated by tomorrow.
Right, sir. And sir, the Mumbai Sea Link Road, which we are constructing, I just want to confirm that I heard it from outside, but are we working on that project also?
If we're in the coastal road, yes, we are building part of the coastal road. It's part of our, all this information is available publicly and on our website.
So how much is the project worth which is allocated to us? Can I know the amount?
Santosh, do you want to just give a precise answer?
Yeah, yeah. The order value is for the project. The order value is around 2,100 crores.
Achha.
And the project is 54% complete by now.
Okay, so it is going smoothly on. No problem about it. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Santosh, I think there are no more
questions. Yeah, I think there are no more questions, and we can, we thank all the investors to be on the call and have patience with us. Thank you very much, and look forward to see you in the next quarter.
Thank you.